Hello?
Oh, hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little frustrated with your company. What's this about? I owe you $200. I didn't sign up for any monthly subscriptions.
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you signed up for a package for $299 monthly each month on the 22nd.
No,
and in
I didn't.
Order... Well, I can send
no,
you
didn't.
The signed terms
clearly,
and conditions. It has your IP address.
I clearly
and your
made
e-signature.
Sure that it was a month to month. You guys kept trying to talk me into a
it
monthly
is.
Subscription.
It is a month
and
to month.
Said,
it is. It
so
is.
Then,
you're not on
so
a certain term.
I never agreed to renew the second month.
So in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us and cancel 3 days prior
now,
to
the 22nd.
Now, fuck
that. Your company is absolutely egregious to deal with. I've never had, not to mention, you didn't do a goddamn thing for me. The only people I got phone calls from were painters looking to get hired. I didn't put a help wanted ad out there. I hired you to get me jobs. I didn't get one job. I didn't get one call for a job from a customer. All I got was phone calls from people looking for me to hire them. I did not put out a help wanted ad. If you want to go to small claims court, that's fine. I'm going to sue you for every penny I've given you. If you want to drop the $200, I'll drop the court case, but this is bullshit. Your company's a scam. Do I need to talk
so
to a supervisor?
30,
would you like to?
30
can you put me in
dashboard.
Touch with a supervisor?
So I am the supervisor. If you go to localsplash.com and click on About Us, you'll see me up there as the supervisor. My name's Tina Tongafau.
Great, great.
So,
well, I'd like to tell you your company's a scam.
So
you didn't do one thing that you said you were going to do.
I
so
want,
do I need to sue you, or can you make this go away right now? Am I taking you to court?
No, I can't make it go away right now when it's past due, but I definitely can give you a couple of options, Michael, that typically, you know, I wouldn't even be able to offer, but I'll get it overridden for you. Number one, if your intention is to cancel, I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, but...
So what, you're just going to keep charging me? Is
no, hear me out for a minute. What I could do is convert your program to website hosting only. That's just $29 monthly.
Right.
Once
that's not
that
going to happen.
Paid,
you guys aren't getting another fucking penny from me.
Have you seen the website that we built for you?
Of course I have. It's
okay.
A piece of shit.
Really? I'm surprised that you say that because this site we typically charge
I don't think you're really surprised. Yeah, I don't think you're really surprised. I think you know this. You probably get this from a lot of people. If you Google reviews of Local Splash, you should see the shit show that comes up. So obviously I made a mistake of doing business with you before doing some research.
Okay.
So you need to come up with a better idea than me giving you $29 to convert to whatever the fuck so you can cancel this. My rate. And I will take you to court. I have no qualms taking you to court.
And we'll submit your e-signature with your agreement to the court, and you'll lose the case, Michael. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I'll lose the case.
This monthly charge will continue.
Well, how much does a lawyer cost you?
How
much is a lawyer going to cost you to come to court? Yeah, your lawyers cost about $1,000 an hour. So I'm willing to take my chances in court, honey.
Yeah, well, you can do what you need to do, but it will affect your credit because of your e-signature. I'm trying to offer you something to make it, you know, which
I'll
typically...
I'll get that stricken from my credit.
Of course,
ASAP. You
I'm
think
not
your
supposed
shift's gonna
to.
Going to stick on my credit? Come on,
so,
honey.
Okay, well...
You don't think I have ways around your bullshit?
Like I said, that's between you and your credit, but I, you know, will make some notes on the account that we talked and that you're unwilling to pay, and, you know, we'll just leave it at that.
For what?
So,
what did you do? You didn't do a goddamn thing that you said you were going to do. I got people on the phone promising me this, telling me that. The only phone calls I got, the only emails I got were from A, they were only Hispanic. 90% of them were Spanish speaking. They were emailing me in Spanish, leaving me Spanish voicemail, and they were looking to get hired. What kind of shit did you put out there for me? A help wanted sign?
I'm very
That's
surprised.
That's how you get phone calls?
In the time that you've been with us, it's showing me that your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,908 times, and
oh,
you've had 190
clicks. I did a search. It did not come up. You guys are pulling this out of your ass.
No, I'm pulling it from the Google Analytics, and 190 clicks to your site from the first page. the keywords that you're coming up for.
I didn't get one phone call. Not one phone call.
Hear me out for a minute, Michael.
Customer looking for anything.
Google tracks it, okay? So let's say somebody puts in painter, right? And you come up on the first page and they never click on you. Let's say they click on another company. So of the 1,908 impressions, you were found 1,159 from Belarose, 107 from Hicksville, 105 from Garden City, 66 from Floral Park. There's actually 112 different areas that you're reaching with this, and 1,049 were for the keyword painting services, 432 interior painting services, 104 exterior painting services. I'll screenshot this and send it to you.
Because
there's 26 different keywords.
That's funny because I didn't get one phone call per business, not one email per business.
So one thing I noticed, and I always look at this before I call somebody, is I looked at your Google Business profile, and there are not any positive reviews on there yet. So that could be affecting you, meaning that there could be companies up there next to you that have a 5-star rating, and if you don't, it just looks like a big blank page, and it'll affect, you know, which company the end user calls. So I'll send you a review generator email that will help you with that. And you can use this regardless if you continue with Local Splash or not, because the Google Business page belongs to your business. So this will be hyperlinked to that Google Business page, and you can copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And what it will say is, you know, thank you for using Ace of Trades. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing.